Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
So today we're going to talk about a pretty interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Travel.
Yay.
Okay, so if money was no object, mm-hmm. I'd be traveling all the time. I wouldn't be sitting here at all. What about you, Sam? Do you like to travel? Where was the last place you traveled to?
I mean, I like traveling, but not traveling for too long. Like 5 days, I would be exhausted.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, I have to be back at home, sitting in my sofa. So,
okay. So you're like a homebody. You don't really like to go out.
Yeah. Mm. I like to go out, but not for too long. Yeah, I get tired very easily. So,
do you miss your bed as well?
Like, yeah, I miss my bed. I miss my pillow.
Yeah, some people don't really like sleeping at strange places, like in hotels. Yeah. They just
also, I miss my toilet. So.
Your toilet, okay. Okay, so where was the last place that you visited?
Like Japan, South Korea. I normally go to places that is too far from Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, so, because like I said, I get tired easily. So.
Okay, so like I guess the flight no longer than 4 hours?
No. Yeah, like 5 hours tops.
Five-hour flight.
I go to Europe or US for business reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
I see.
And the last place I visit is South Korea.
It's South Korea?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. Actually, I think that was the last place I... No, I went to Singapore recently.
Okay.
Yeah, but because Singapore is like my home. I always go there to visit my family. So for me, it's not really a vacation place. But, so South Korea would probably be the place that I visited last. Yeah. Okay. So let's take a look at our graph writing for today, mm-hmm. actually. We're going to think of how we're going to write up this.
Yeah. And we're going to take a look like where... do like Taiwanese tourists like to go the
yes,
most.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's what the topic is about today. So let's get into it. Okay. So as with any writing task, the first thing you have to do is you have to read the instructions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to read them carefully. So look out for things like how many words and paragraphs you're expected to use and what the article needs to focus on, okay? Paying attention to these details right from the beginning will save you the hassle of having to change or even have to rewrite your article later, right? That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so according to the instructions for this writing exercise, mm-hmm. our article has to have at least 120 words, okay? Mm-hmm. And it must be divided into two paragraphs.
Okay, 没有错, 我们在写作之前呢, 一定要看一下我们文章的提示了, 这个到时候才不会写完了, 还要分成两段。 那今天文章呢, 我们就要看一下我们的这个课文提供的图表了, 今天我们就要来分析这个图表。 那这个图表里面呢, 它就显示出来了, 近两年 内台湾人最常造访的国家， 请仔细观察这个图表，写出一篇我们刚刚讲过120字以上， 并且呢符合图表内容的文章， 文章呢记得要分成两段。 那在第一段里面呢， 我们要讲什么呢？ 我们就要来描述这个图表所传达的讯息以及资料。
And in the second paragraph, you'll get to provide your input on this topic by deciding where you want to visit and why. So it's important to explain why you chose one country over the others and to give reasons for that. For example, you can talk about what you find fascinating about mm-hmm. your chosen country, like its attractions, the food, the culture, or even what you'd like to take away from this experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember to write in the first person since you're talking about yourself, right?
Yes. Mm. 没有错，第二段呢我们就跟第一段很不一样。刚刚我们说第一段呢是非常客观的，我们在分析这个图表，但是第二段里面呢，我们就要说明自己会选择去哪个国家旅游以及为什么。那相对于第一段呢，第二段里面就可以有很多的个人意见在里面了，包含你喜欢去什么地方，为什么要去这个地方，有什么好处，有什么经验，有什么想看的。 那我们这边刚刚Angeline讲说，比方说像是attractions，这个就是风景名胜啊，或是food，culture，食物，文化等等，这些都可以在我们第二段里面讲到。 那在注意到，因为我们是在陈述个人的想法，陈述你自己的想法，所以呢，Angeline刚刚就特别提醒了，我们在第二段里面呢，我们都使用第一人称来描述就可以了。
Okay, so this graph, it shows us which country is the most popular country that Taiwanese people like to go to, right?
Yes.
I guess you already know the answer.
Yes, I already know
because
the answer.
It's in our graph.
Yeah.
But which country would you pick, actually?
If, like... money and time is not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go to Europe.
To Europe? Okay.
Yeah,
so to the UK?
Yeah, to the UK or uh-huh. to... I think UK is like very popular
mm-hmm.
English-speaking country. Normally,
right.
They're popular for Taiwanese people. But for me, I would like to visit like somewhere I don't know, like Portugal or Italy.
Right.
Yeah, maybe like places with like warmer weather.
Warmer weather. Okay, okay. So you don't like the cold either.
No, not too cold, not too hot. I have to sit in this very comfortable temperature.
I see. Okay, so I guess if it was me and only could pick between Japan, US, South Korea, and UK.
Yeah, which one do you
I think I would go with UK.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Because Japan, I've been to Okinawa.
Okay.
I like Japan, although I've only been to that one place. But I think the UK, like if this was an all-expense-paid trip, you know, I didn't have to pay for it, I would pick the UK because it's so much farther away and it's expensive to go to. Yeah, that would be the reason why I would go there. That one, I'm more drawn to that country. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think in UK they have like really bad food, as I know.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, like the good food in UK, in London,
yeah,
is normally like Thai food, Indian food, or like food from Turkey, or, you know, it's never like British food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never know a famous cuisine from UK.
UK, so. Okay. I think fish and chips is a very
fish
British.
Fish and chips, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't eat that all day, right?
Yeah, you can eat it everywhere. So.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's take a look at the first paragraph, okay? Mm-hmm. So how are you even going to start to write the first paragraph?
Okay.
So now that we know how our article will be divided up and what each paragraph will focus on, we need to come up with two topic sentences, okay? One for each paragraph. Topic sentences are important as they summarize the main idea of the entire paragraph. Okay, so the topic sentence of our first paragraph should tell the reader what the graph shows. The countries Taiwanese tourists have visited over the last 2 years.
Yes.
So you've all heard this saying before, a picture is worth a thousand words, right?
That's true.
A graph is a concise way to share information, which might otherwise require maybe like 100 words to describe. Mm-hmm. So as such, our first paragraph should be fairly brief to save room for our second paragraph, okay? But just be sure to mention key points like which countries were included in the graph, the most popular destination, and maybe interesting observations like how US and Korea were equally popular destinations.
Okay, yes.
Right.
OK, 所以呢在这次的图表写作当中我们刚刚讲说第一段和第二段内容要求的很不一样也有不一样的重点要留意了。那在第一段里面呢我们在讲这个图表的内容你呢可以讲一下这个图表是在讲什么图表里面呢又呈现了哪一些资讯比方说哪一个是占比最多的啊每一个项目各占比多少等等。那注意到呢我们时态要跟图表的内容相符例如呢这张图表是在讲过去两年国人旅游的目的地最受欢迎的目的地。那在文章里面呢我们就讲说很多人去了日本这个时候呢我们就必须要用过去时代来呈现因为这些人是已经去过了所以我们记得这个时态呢跟这个图表必须是这个相符的
Okay, and then for our second paragraph well, you have to make a choice between the countries and you have to give reasons Again, these reasons should explain why you chose this destination over the others It's not enough to say I want to travel to the UK because I like that country the best okay? That's not a very good explanation You need to explain why Okay, so you can brainstorm ideas by writing the advantages and the disadvantages of traveling to each country You might even draw from past experiences Like, you've traveled to Korea and the U.S. before, so you want to go somewhere you've never been before.
That's also a very good reason.
Reason, yes.
Okay, 所以呢，在第二段落我们就跟这个刚刚第一段非常不同，我们要描述自己的意见，你想要去什么国家旅游。那这个时候我们就可以非常的天马行空，讲讲这个国家有什么吸引你的地方，或是呢去这个地方旅游有什么好处。那在陈述自己意见的时候，可以用一些这个我们之前有讨论过论说文的技巧，比方说像是我们可以用这个 first, second, 你想去的理由，第一点、第二点。然后呢，注意到我们这些意见呢不需要很困难。可以用一些非常简单的理由非常简单的智慧你熟悉的东西来讲在最有把握的方式来讲才不会造成这个读者不知道你在讲什么所以这些理由其实可以非常简单像说啊、哦，我听说天气很好啊很好逛街东西很好吃等等的 OK 所以呢讲的理由简单一点结果讲太难了很容易错误我们呢就不如讲一些自己熟悉自己知道的东西
Okay, so now that we kind of know what our first paragraph and our second paragraph looks like, mm-hmm. and we have our topic sentences, right? Mm-hmm. So we know that our first paragraph will be about...
describing this...
Yeah, the graph, yes. right? And then the second paragraph is, you know, which country we decided on. Okay, mm-hmm. so now we have to put everything together, right?
Yes.
So now that we have a general idea of what our article will look like, we need to create an outline to put these ideas together. Okay, outlines are very, very, very important.
Very important.
in the writing process, as it acts as a skeleton for your article, mm-hmm. and it allows the reader to categorize the main points, to mm-hmm. organize the paragraphs into an order that makes sense, and to ensure each paragraph is fully developed, okay?
Yes.
Let's take a look at a sample outline created for writing sample one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we see it says introduction topic sentence. My school's international exchange program posted this chart on its website.
Okay.
Okay, so that was our topic sentence. And A, it shows the countries Taiwanese tourists have visited over the last 2 years. B, Japan was the most popular destination.
Mm-hmm.
C, the U.S. and South Korea tied for second place.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, D, 10% went to the U.K. and the remaining 5% visited other countries.
Okay, so the outlines basically like tells us everything about this graph. Okay.
Yes.
所以呢在第一段落里面我们刚刚讲过我们就要针对这个图表来描述了。所以呢我们刚刚就看到我们这个非常重要的是要先写出这个 outline。因为 outline 大纲呢为什么重要因为它就好像这个文章的 skeleton, 好像它的骨骼一样。有了骨骼之后呢我们才有办法再增加内容再去丰富我们的文章。OK, 那在第一个段落里面呢我们就针对图表来描述。那第二段落就是我们刚刚提示了我们要讲一下自己想去什么地方。那在我们第一个这个范定文章我们这个 writing sample 里面呢我们第二个段落的主题句呢就是说 OK, the UK, the United Kingdom is my top choice for a foreign exchange trip. OK, 作者最想去的地方呢就是英国 OK, United Kingdom. 那作者呢这边提了两个理由。第一个I'd like to improve my English by studying there. Okay, that's, yeah, very good student. 第二个理由呢,他说, I also want to see its countryside, castles and towns.
Exactly. So do you remember earlier I was mentioning that, okay, we need to give a reason for why we chose UK.
Yes.
So this writing sample is a very good example because A, they did say, you know, one of their main objectives.
Yes.
What did they want to get from that experience?
Yeah.
Well, they want to improve their English. And of
yes.
course, being in an all only English and all English environment is a very good way to improve your English, right?
Yes.
You're going to have to force yourself to speak English because there's not that many...people there that can speak Mandarin or, you know, other languages, right? And then this writer also included attractions, right? What is the UK known for? So it's countryside, it's castles, and it's towns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this person not only provided one reason, but actually two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.So then, okay, so now we have paragraph one, we have paragraph two, and then finally we need a conclusion, right?
Yes.
So we will then conclude the article by saying, mm-hmm. I believe the UK would be the perfect destination for me.
Mm-hmm.好的所以呢我们就看到我们这个第一段它的结尾呢就说哦因为这两个理由所以呢我相信哦 I believe 这个呢英国会是我这个最棒的目的地 The perfect destination Destination 这个字呢它中文意思就是目的地哦如果你有看过这个电影绝命终结站的话这个 destination 就是那个终结站目的地的意思
Are you talking about Final Destination the
yes,
movie?
Yes,
oh,
yes
I love that series I mean it's a bit scary actually To me、yeah. I find that those movies are really scaryBecause like you can pretty much die anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, hopefully this is not my final destination. It'll be my perfect destination. Yeah,
so. You mean the country that you're
yes,
visiting?
Yes,
okay.
yes, yes.
okay. So now that we have taken a look at writing sample one, let's look at it closely a little bit more. Let's take a closer look at it and see some of the phrases and the words that maybe you're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
For example, what exactly is an international exchange program?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some of you guys might be wondering. Well, some schools actually offer international exchange programs to their students. So what this is it allows students to study abroad at one of their school's partner institutions, okay? It gives students the opportunity to study in a different country or environment, learning the culture and maybe even the language of the host country. As there are usually only a limited number of slots available, mm-hmm. students have to apply, and generally those in good academic standing will mm-hmm. be considered.
Okay, international exchange programs, 就是国际交换学生。I actually went to Portugal.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
cool.
When I was in the university.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. How long were you there for?
I was there for about a year.
A year, wow,
yeah,
okay.
So, yeah, very good experience. Mm. Yeah. 好，那我们可以看一下哦，刚刚这个范例文章里面还有哪一些需要注意的了。那呢，在分析图表的时候呢，他就用了一些特别的用法了。比方说呢，在最开头的时候，他说呢，Japan was far and away the top destination. 日本呢是最受欢迎的地方。在这边呢，我们就讲到了这个 far and away 这个片语呢，它就可以表示无疑的、显然哦。OK， 它是一个非常明显，它赢的这个差距非常大。Far and away, 离得很远。那呢我们常常呢把它跟这个形容词最高级来做连用哦。比方说呢我们可以造一个例句。The pizza at this restaurant is the best in the city by far. OK, 这间餐厅的披萨显然是这座城市中最好吃的。在这个句子里面呢我们是使用 by far, OK, 来取代了这个 far and away, 它的意思是一样的。那另外呢在我们这个文章里面我们看到了南韩和美国都是排在第二名，他们两个人是平手。平手呢我们在这边使用了 tie 这个动词哦。Tie, 它后面呢可以搭配 for 或者是 with 来使用，表示呢跟谁打成平手，跟谁并列。It was a fierce game, 是一场非常激烈的比赛哦。In the end, the two teams tied for first place. OK, 最后两支队伍并列冠军 ，tied for first place， 一起呢成为打成平手，都是冠军。
Sometimes if that happens in the finals, mm-hmm. in the championships, then they have to play another round to see who really is the winner, right? Okay, let's also take a look at the phrase tops the list, mm-hmm. which was used in the article, okay? When I consider where I'd like to go for a foreign exchange trip, mm-hmm. the UK tops the list. Okay, so to top something means to be at the highest place or rank in a list. You all remember that song, Gangnam Style, right?
Yes.
By Psy.
Oppa Gangnam Style.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that song topped the music charts of more than 30 countries.
Okay, 所以呢，在这边我们这个说它是这个第一名哦，我们是使用 top。Top 呢，它当名词表示在这个什么东西的顶端，但是课文里面呢，我们是把它当作动词来使用，就表示这个东西占据了第一名，成为了第一名。好的，那马上呢，我们可以看一下我们这个 writing sample 这个我们第二个文章范例里面呢，我们也有一些很重要的文法来跟这个同学分享一下。Now we can move on to our second writing sample.
Yes, the second writing sample. Okay.So we see the word unspecified in this writing sample, which we use when we are not told exactly what it is, right? Our chart was divided into the different countries, right? Like Japan, South Korea, US, and UK. And then there was one little part of the pie that said...Other countries.
Other countries, yes.
So that was the part that they're referring to. It's the unspecified countries. That nobody mentioned what those countries were. I'm actually kind of curious to know...
Yeah, where?
Where those countries are, yeah. So I guess the rest, the other ones, the Korea, the UK, the US...And
Japan
stood out the most.
Yes.
And then everywhere else was just like, it could all go to one side. So that's why they didn't mention
like
it.
Like Egypt or Peru or Finland.
Okay, so unspecified again is we use this when we're not told exactly what it is. Okay?
Okay.
So for example, for unspecified reasons, Henry was demoted. Mm-hmm. So he resigned from his managerial position of 15 years.
Okay, that's very sad.
Yeah. I think he can actually go and complain. He can go and report the company because technically if you get demoted, you should be given a reason.
Yes.
Yeah, and if they fire you, again, they need to give you a reason.
Yeah, it's not like unspecified reasons. It's like ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay, 所以呢我们看到 specify 这个字呢就表示你把什么东西精确的这个把它分出来点名出来讲说这是什么东西。那在我们第二个这个 writing sample 里面呢我们就说 unspecified, 因为呢我们看到后面这个有 other,其他国家 OK 在我们最后有小小的这个 5% 他们是这个其他国家，那其他国家是哪一些国家呢？在这个图表上面看不出来，这个课文里面也没有任何的资讯来表示，所以在这边我们的作者呢就说他是这个 unspecified 没有被明确的表示出来的。那在这个第二篇的范例文章当中呢，第二段呢我们也使用了这个假设语气的用法。 OK， 假设语气在这边非常的好用，因为呢，我们现在是在假设一件事情，在第二段里面，我们要假设说我们想要去什么地方，因为不是真的要去，是假设要去。那用这句来破题呢，非常的直觉，非常的好，非常适合这篇文章哦。在我们第一篇文章里面，他就讲说 ，If I could travel to any country in the world, I would go to Morocco。OK， 如果我可以去任何地方，假如我可以去任何地方，我会去摩洛哥。OK， 那在 if 引导的子句呢，我们是对现在事实的假设。像我们课文里面呢，我们就是假如说我现在可以去世界上的任何一个地方，那这个事情呢当然是不太可能实现，因为你可能要上学，你可能要工作，你可能没有钱。
Unfortunately
对，不幸地，所以呢这个就是一个对现在事实的假设。 OK， 那在后面的地方呢，我们就使用这个 could 呢，它就是 can 的过去式。OK， 我们呢就是把它当成一个情态助动词来使用。那通常呢，我们前面引导的子句是假设，后面呢，我们就要后半段的句子，我们就会使用情态助动词。比方说，像是 would、could、may、might 这些情态助动词呢，它就有这个可能会怎么样，就会怎么样，表示这个一些可能的这个意思。所以咯，比方说我们可以造个例句， If I had enough money, I might buy the new iPhone. OK， 假如我有足够的钱，我就会买新的 iPhone。 注意到我们后面是使用 might 这个情态助动词，那在前面呢，我们跟现在事实相反， Because I don't have money right now. OK， So if I had， OK， 注意到我们这边呢跟现在事实相反，我们就用过去式。
You need a lot of money to buy the new iPhone.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
$50,000 NT.
Yeah, I would travel rather than buy
the new iPhone. Yeah. That makes more sense, yeah. We also see the word terrain, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's used to refer to a particular type of land. We can describe a particular stretch of land as having rough terrain, rocky terrain, smooth terrain, or that a car had to drive slowly over difficult terrain.
Ah, okay. 所以呢 terrain 这个名词呢，它就表示地形的意思咯，比方说呢是这个很 rough 很粗糙的，很这个崎岖的，或者是这个 rocky 很多石头的等等，这个 terrain 这个字呢它就可以用来讲这些地形。 OK, so the writer mentioned about he or she wants to go to Morocco. If you had chance, would you like to go to?
Oh, anywhere in the world and money is not an issue?
Yeah, no, I mean Morocco. Would you like to visit
Morocco? Would I like to go to Morocco? Yeah. Sure, why not? If I could take a trip anywhere, I would go. Anywhere I would go, yeah. I think it's actually pretty interesting that the four countries that are the most popular, I guess, in Taiwan, like U.S., South Korea, Japan being the most popular, you're Taiwanese. So
yeah,
maybe you can shed some light into why do you think Japan is such a popular destination for Taiwanese people?
Yeah, I don't know. But for me, first, it's very close to Taiwan.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Like if I want to go to Tokyo, I can do like...3-day trip or like 5-day trip,
okay,
you know. You
okay.
don't have to take that much time. And because we don't have that much holiday, so yeah, we work a lot.
Yeah, you guys are very hard workers. Yeah.
Yeah. And second, I think Japan, generally speaking, Japanese, they are very friendly to like foreigner, for tourists. Everything is very easy and friendly.Yeah,
okay.
Because like I said, I did exchange program when I was in university. I was in Europe.
Right.
And like before I went to Europe, I was always thinking like, oh, Europe, it's like so developed. Everything must be very good, very easy, very convenient.
Yeah.
But no, like...No, yeah,
it's
literally,
oh,
no,
really?
Yeah. In Taiwan is literally the most convenient place on earth.
Really?
I have
wow.
to say, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like in Japan, it's pretty much like in Taiwan, you know.
Oh, okay.
Everything is very easy. You don't have to, there's no trouble, you know, you go everywhere. It's very safe.
Okay,
yeah. In Europe,
see.
You might get like things stolen.
Yeah, I see.
Or like people...Don't speak English,
oh, right.
or they'd be very rude to you because you look Chinese.
I see, okay. So Japan is popular because of convenience, I guess,
yes,
right?
Yes,
convenience,
yes.
And it's safe, okay, yeah. I know a lot of people like to go to Japan to buy a lot of electronics.
Yes,
and then they bring it back and it's like they saved like half of the price.
Yes.
So maybe that's also why it's such a popular destination. Okay. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Unit 3. Graph Writing. November 5th.
The top destinations for Taiwanese travelers. Writing sample 1. My school's international exchange program posted this chart on its website yesterday. It shows the countries that have been most popular for Taiwanese tourists to travel to over the last 2 years. Japan is far and away the top destination, visited by 45% of Taiwanese travelers. The US and South Korea tie for second place with 20% each. Of the Taiwanese tourists surveyed, 10% went to the UK, and the remaining 5% visited other countries around the world. When I consider where I'd like to go for a foreign exchange trip, the UK tops the list. Although I have studied English for a long time, I still have trouble speaking confidently, so I'd like to improve my conversational ability by studying there for a year. Also, it's my dream to see the beautiful English countryside and explore its ancient castles and charming towns. Between the English-speaking environment and the beautiful scenery, I believe the UK would be the perfect destination for me. Writing sample 2. This graph gives details about the countries Taiwanese travelers have visited over the past 2 years. Japan was the most popular destination by far, with 45% of Taiwanese tourists traveling there. Other popular countries were South Korea and the US, which each received 20% of the total number of travelers. About 10% of Taiwanese travelers chose to visit the UK, with the last 5% visiting other, unspecified countries. If I could travel to any country in the world, I would go to Morocco. I would love to learn more about its long history and the many different cultures that have influenced it. Morocco is made up of several different kinds of terrain, from coastline to mountains to desert. In just one trip, I could ride a camel in the Sahara Desert, ski at a mountain resort, and learn to surf at one of the country's many beaches. What's more, Moroccan cuisine, a colorful mixture of Mediterranean, Spanish, and Arabic ingredients, looks amazing. After getting home, I could tell everyone about my trip to Morocco and convince others to travel there too.
Okay, so that's all the time we have for today.
Mm-hmm.
This is Angeline.
This is Sam.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.